So it is now official. Recording in progress. You can consider that the official beginning of our Zoom service this morning. We're going to be looking at the theme of embracing adventure, which is the final in our series looking at the church's values. And so we're going to hear from a few different people later on in the service about their experiences of embracing adventure in different contexts. Before we do that, we're going to sing praise and worship together to God. We're going to do that by having a couple of songs which have been tested and did work, but there's nothing to say that they will work in this moment, but Reg and I will do our best and we can see what happens. But before I set that going, let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we can meet in this way. And we pray that wherever we are, whether at home, on the move, in a car, in our lounge or kitchen, bedroom, wherever it might be, that our desire is the same for when we meet physically in person, that we want to encounter you and we want to encounter you together. And so we pray that you would help us to do that today. Amen.
Come on, Moon. What's wrong, darling?
Jesus, we're in turn.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it just the words?
The picture.
And that's people.
In the midst of us. Jesus, we enthrone, we proclaim. As we were
Lord Jesus, we pray that you would come and take our place, take your place in this service with us, wherever we are. Amen. We're going to do a short quiz now, and we're going to do this via the poll function. Grace obviously wants to compete, which is why she's running off to Amy's screen to compete in this quiz. So, as I said at the beginning, our theme today is embracing adventure, which is one of our values as a church. And we have been fortunate that on a couple of occasions in the little free library that we host in our garden, that we've come by some Tintin books that we've been able to read with Grace at bedtime. Some of you will be familiar with the Hirsch cartoons and the animated series. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have a fact or fiction 6-question poll that will hopefully appear on your screen. And there are 6 titles of possible Tintin adventures. And so you just need to say, is that fact? Is that, yes, a genuine Hirsch title? Or is that fiction that I have made it up? So I'm going to run the poll now. So all 6 appear in the same window. So you'll have to scroll down, perhaps, depending on your device. But all 6 titles will be in one window, and you have to select fact or fiction for each one. I can tell they've popped up because everybody takes a little lean forward to see, oh, what am I reading? And so for the benefit of those who will receive an audio recording of this service, I'm just going to talk through each of the titles. So Tintin, fact or fiction. So the first one is Tintin on Ilkley Moor. Is that fact or is that fiction? Then number 2 is Tintin, flight 714 to Sydney. Is that fact or fiction? The third title, Tintin in Tibet. Is that fact or fiction? Number 4, Tintin goes to Hollywood. Is that fact or fiction? Tintin Destination Moon is the 5th one. And the final one is Tintin, the Legend of the 10 Rings. Is that fact or fiction? I'll just give another 30 seconds for those who want to fact or fiction. And if you can't fathom the poll, then you can always just play along and we'll trust you if you get the right answers or not. Reggie's currently embracing adventure in this room by exploring every nook and cranny. And just a minute ago, he was climbing up a folded ladder in the corner, but he's moved away now. You going to come up here, Reggie? Okay, so I'm going to end the poll now, and then I'll just talk through whether they are fact or fiction. I'm going to share the results so you can all see how other people voted. You won't be able to get the personalised information, and neither do I have that. So Tintin on Ilkley Moor, yes, you are all correct. That is a fictional Hirsch title, but I'm sure someone who is creative and artistic could storyboard for that for us for a future service. Tintin flight 714 to Sydney. That is a fact. That is a Hirsch title. As is number three, Tintin in Tibet, which again, you all but one person thought that was a factual title. Number four, Tintin goes to Hollywood. So that is a fictional title. There is Tintin goes to America. I haven't read that one to know whether he ends up in Hollywood as part of the story, but Tintin goes to Hollywood. That title was inspired by Where's Wally? So there you're getting an idea as to what I read and spend my time doing. Number five, Tintin Destination Moon. Yep, that is correct. That is a fact. That is a Hirsch title. And the last one, which has split the Zoom room. So Tintin, the legend of the Ten Rings, that is a fiction. So that is a fictional title. The new Marvel film is The Legend of the Ten Rings. The one that I was basing it on from Tintin was, I think it's The Legend of the Seven Lamps. So I'm going to stop sharing that poll now. And just as we're in the spirit of things, I'm going to share the trailer from the Tintin film that was released a few years ago. And then we'll move on to the next part of our service. So let me hopefully share this with you.
Yeah!
Years ago, the course of history was lost. Generations have searched for it.
Snowy, look at this. It was long claimed the ship was carrying a secret cargo.
But no one has found a clue. Until now.
The model ship conceals a clue
to one of the greatest secrets in all history.
I'm warning you. Get out where you still can. These people do not play nice.
I will find that ship, with or without your help.
Thanks. I'm Tintin, by the way.
Haddock. Archibald Haddock. Someone's locked the door.
The key, Snowy. The sandwich. The keys.
How could you let them escape?
If Sakharin finds the ship before we do, it's over.
This isn't just the ship. Yours, vengeance.
Tintin,
look.
This may sound crazy, but I've got a plan.
Excellent.
Did you hit anything?
Oh, dear.
No!
You lit the little cone, so I lit a wee fire.
In a boat? Well, this is a fine mess.
I will take ten!
And so often when we talk about embracing adventure, and you can see Grace holding up proudly one of her Tintin books there in my top right anyway, getting a thumbs up from Ruth. When we think about embracing adventure, perhaps your mind goes to, if not Tintin, other great adventurers you know from either history or from fiction. And when we think of as a church, what does it mean to embrace adventure? Perhaps we think about the big moments. We think about a big project, and we think about perhaps our mission partners serving overseas and the different adventures that they've got gone and are going on. But actually, this value for us as a church is actually to mark all of us in our everyday. So to mark us out as people of adventure. And so that will look different for each of our contexts, where we find ourselves, what we're doing. But we want to embrace adventure because we believe that that is what God calls us to. And I think a great example in scripture of someone who embraced adventure was Philip, who, if you want to look now or later in the book of Acts, you'll see Philip in Acts chapter 8 have this encounter with the Ethiopian eunuch on the desert roads. And I heard a sermon on this a few years ago where Miriam Swaffield, as was, spoke about how this sense of adventure for Philip was grounded in his everyday, and how Luke documents that in the book of Acts is just very normal, about how Philip at each moment responded to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit said, go south to the desert roads. And Philip went south to the desert roads. Philip coming upon the chariot and the eunuch, the Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. And Philip went to the chariot and he stayed near it. And so he was prompted and obedient by the Holy Spirit in the small moments, which then made it possible in the big encounters. And so what we're going to do now, something slightly different to perhaps other Zoom services we've done, is we're going to move into breakout rooms. There'll be two that are open, and if you want to remain in this main Zoom room, then you can. And in the breakout rooms, there'll be opportunities to hear from a few people about embracing adventure in particular contexts. And so it's great that both Herbin and Chris Dyson are up for sharing in a breakout room about embracing adventure at work. And so they're going to share a story or two from their own experience about what it's meant and is meaning to embrace adventure in the workplace. And then Joe and Rio and Wayinmi and Norris are going to be in a breakout room where they're going to be sharing about embracing adventure in parenting. And so you'd have the opportunity to hear from them. And then we'll spend about 15 minutes in breakout rooms. And I've left it to the kind of the host that I've named as to how all of that time will be filled. It might be that you pray for one another. It might be that you have a question and answer, or others share examples of where they've been able to embrace adventure. As I said, for those who perhaps maybe don't like breakout rooms or find it difficult, or just actually want to be quiet and peaceful in this Zoom call, then they can remain in this main room. And I will share a video from an organization called Moving Works of a couple in Denmark who really embraced adventure in terms of where they live. And so that will play in here. So I'm going to open the breakout rooms now. And these are optional rooms, so you can pick which one you go to. So if you want to hear from Herbin and Chris about embracing adventure at work, you can do that. If you want to hear from Joe and Rio, Norris and Wayinmi about embracing adventure in parenting, then you can go there, or alternatively remain in the main room for a video about a Danish couple who've embraced adventure in where they live. So I've opened those rooms now, so you can assign one. If you find it hard to join, then you can just let me know where you'd like to be and I will move you into that room. Are those of you who are in this main room, do you want to be in here or do you like to be moved? If you like to be moved, you can either unmute and let me know or just drop it in the chat.
Can we go into the Joe and Rio room, please? Nathan, thank you.
Yeah, you can. There you go, John. And Howhing, I've seen yours in the chat, so I'll just move you to work. Thank you.
We haven't had an option to go anywhere. Can you take us to the work one?
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And me too.
Okay, thanks, Jill. Hi, Sabina.
Oh, I was...
Where would you like to go? You've just you unmuted and then muted within a moment. Would you like to go into the work one? Or?
Yeah, I was going to go to that one, but it didn't work.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
That's fine. I can move you manually.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, let's try that.
Jamen, vi er en familie på fire. Vi har to drenge, som vi har adopteret, og som er meget forskellige.
Noget af det, vi alle fire godt kan lide, det er at spise god mad. Vi kan lide at sejle. Vi kan lide at være på camping. Eller, ja, jeg ved ikke. Det som alle andre familier kan lide, tror jeg.
Noget af det, som jeg selv har gjort meget, det er, at jeg har restaureret huse, som vi har haft. Vi har flyttet flere gange. Og noget af det, som jeg selv har været slappet af med eller rekreeret med, har været at have praktiske opgaver ved huset.
Vi havde et dejligt hus, som vi havde fået sat i stand. Vi havde nogle skønne genboer, som vi kunne løbe ud af ind hos.
Jeg tror ikke, at mit liv var meget anderledes end mange andre kristne. Jeg tog til gudstjeneste eller til møde om søndagen.
Vi læste Bibelen sammen som familie, og vi gik til gudstjeneste, og vi levede et helt almindeligt liv.
Jeg rejste kvær mit arbejde rejste jeg en hel del i Tyrkiet. Og i Tyrkiet mødte jeg mennesker, som har været helt tæt på nogen, der blev slået ihjel på grund af deres tro. Mennesker, som fortsatte med at fortælle om Jesus, og som talte om ham, på trods af, at de blev forfulgt, og at det indebar stor risiko for dem selv og deres eget liv, og som modtog trusler for det, de gjorde, men de fortsatte med det. Og det gjorde et voldsomt indtryk på mig. Og jeg blev nødt til at stille mig selv et spørgsmål, som jeg ikke har kunnet slippe siden, der siger, hvis jeg virkelig tror på det, jeg siger, jeg tror på som kristen, hvordan kan det så være, at jeg lever, som jeg gør?
Mm. vi fik øjnene op for, at og der var nogle steder, hvor der boede mange mennesker, som ikke havde lært Jesus at kende. Anker, min mand, havde fået en særlig forkærlighed for tyrker, som smittede af på mig. Vi boede simpelthen ikke det rigtige sted i forhold til det.
Og vi boede et sted i Hillerød, hvor et villakvarter, hvor det var danskere, der boede der, og der boede ikke nogen udlænding. Men samtidig er der mange mennesker fra Tyrkiet, som er flyttet til Danmark og kommet her og bor i Danmark, som aldrig har hørt om Jesus. Og det oplevede vi ligesom et kald fra Gud til, at de mennesker skal høre om Jesus.
Der var ikke noget, som umiddelbart gjorde, at vi skulle flytte derfra, og det havde vi egentlig heller ikke tænkt, da vi flyttede dertil. Jeg arbejder som sygeplejerske, og jeg var på et hospice dengang, det var jeg rigtig glad for.
Vi kunne have valgt at blive siddende i Hillerød i det gamle hus og sige, det tør vi ikke. Vi bliver i det, som vi mener er sikkert. Men vi blev bare klar over overbevist om, at hvis vi skulle forsøge at komme tæt på og møde tyrker og blive fortrolig med tyrkisk kultur og tyrker, der boede i Danmark, så er vi nødt til at bo et andet sted.
Jeg tror, min far synes, vi var godt tosset. Nu var vi lige færdige med det hus. Og min mor, hun sagde, det er altså den forkerte vej, fordi vi flyttede til et hus med 2 etager, og vi havde et hus i 1 plan. Så vi kunne jo kun blive ældre, synes hun, og det var vi jo sådan set allerede på vej til. Men vi havde det bare sådan, at vi kunne ikke bare bo der, og så have en anden drøm om at være et andet sted sammen med nogle andre mennesker, som ikke kendte Jesus.
Vi så hinanden i øjnene og sagde, vi tror, at Gud han kalder os til det her, og det kan godt være, at det i menneskelig perspektiv ikke vil lykkes. Men vi vil hellere sidde og sige, at vi forsøgte. Og det var det, der førte os til Ishøj.
Vi forventede, at Gud ville gå med, fordi vi følte, at det var ham, der havde lagt det ind i vores hjerter, at det var det, vi skulle gøre. Og det, synes jeg, det har jeg følt hele vejen, han har gjort. Der har jeg synes, at jeg har fået lov at have en fred i, at det er det her, vi er. Og vi har været rigtig glade for at bo her, og vi er rigtig glade for at bo her. Vi havde håbet også at få god kontakt til vores naboer, og det må vi jo bare sige, at det synes jeg, vi har fået.
Jeg har lært tyrkerne, eller mennesker med tyrkisk oprindelse, at kende mennesker her på vores vej, som jo var fremmede mennesker for os for 2,5-3 år siden. Og det er blevet ikke bare gode naboer, men gode venner.
Jeg har lært dem, jeg har lært at kende, har jeg lært at kende som nogle hjertevarme mennesker, som meget gerne vil være sammen med os.
De holder af deres land. De holder af den kultur, de kommer fra. De holder af deres sprog, og de er stolte af det.
Jeg kan ønske, at andre skal komme til at tro på ham, men jeg kan ikke få dem til at tro på ham. Det er kun ham, der kan gøre det. Men han elsker alle mennesker, og han ønsker, at de skal tro ham, så de kan være sammen med ham.
Og vi har en drøm om, og et ønske om, at mennesker skal høre om det, skal lære Jesus at kende. Jesus, han har opgivet alt for mig. Han har forladt hele den himmelske herlighed og blev et menneske her på jorden, ligesom dig og mig. Det forlod han. Og ikke nok med det, han ydmygede sig selv. Han blev et menneske og døde for min skyld. Så han forlod alt. End over sit eget liv regnede han ikke for noget for min skyld. Så man i modsætning til, eller holdt op imod det, så er det vand, at vi er flyttet fra et hus til et andet. Vi flyttede nogle ganske få kilometer, men han har gjort alt for mig. Og jeg er bare en tjener for ham.
Jeg tænker, at jeg er blevet mere afhængig af ham. Mere afhængig af hele tiden at vide, at jeg er i hans hænder. Og det ved jeg, at jeg er, men han minder mig også om det igen og igen. Og så har jeg jo også set min egen utilstrækkelighed og min egen synd, at jeg ligesom nogle gange så tænker jeg bare lige lidt mest på mig selv, ikke? Altså. Jamen, jeg synes faktisk, at det Jesus han har gjort, det er blevet større. Han gav afkald på al den rigdom, han havde, og så kom han til jorden og døde for mig. Levede og døde for mig. Og det er ikke fortjent. Det er der ikke nogen mennesker, der har fortjent. Men han giver os det. Han giver mig det.
Jeg sidder ikke og drømmer mig eller ønsker mig tilbage til den situation, jeg var i før. Jeg glæder mig over den anledning, jeg har. Jeg glæder mig over det fantastiske privilegium, det er at få lov til at arbejde og have fokus på det, som jeg har fokus på. Og få lov til at dele de gode nyheder. Han elsker mig betingelsesløst. Jeg er hans barn og helt betingelsesløst. Og det var enormt stort for mig.
For such a time as this, for such a time as this, God sent His Son, His only Son, for such a time as this. For such a time as this. and we are chosen, set apart, put right with God, to share in His glory, born in love, saved by grace, humble now before His face, chosen, set apart, put right with God, to share in His glory, born in love, saved by grace, humble now we take our place to serve the King of Kings. For such a time as this, for such a time as this, for such a time as this. Such a time as this, for such a time as this, God prepares His people. For such a time as this, for such a time as this, for such a time as this, children of God, true to His word, the servant of the King, and we are chosen, set apart, put right with God, to share in His glory, born in love, saved by grace, humble now before His face, chosen, set apart, put right with God, to share in His glory, born in love, saved by grace, humble now we take our place to serve the King of Kings. For such a time as this, for such a time as this, for such a time as this, chosen, set apart, put right with God, to share in His glory, born in love, saved by grace, humble now before His face, chosen, set apart, put right with God, to share in His glory, born in love, saved by grace, humble now we take our place to serve the King of Kings. For such a time as this, for such a time as this, for such a time as this.
Your breakout room was obviously prompt to finish. The others are making the most of their last 3 seconds in their room, so they'll be with us shortly. Okay, it's great to see you all. I don't think we've lost or left someone in a breakout room other than those who had to leave early. I hope that was a helpful time just to hear about some really practical and everyday embracing adventure with God in workplace, in parenting, and I'm sure other things were shared and prayed for as you met. We're going to take communion in a moment, but before that, we're going to sing a song together just to, I guess, focus us on this act of remembrance and this act of celebration. And then after this song, I'll hand over to Kate Burkett, who's going to read for us and lead us through communion. But right now, we're going to sing together, "Thank You for Saving Me." Gemma's giving us an intro, which is good, and it will come in a moment. Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you for saving me. What can I say? You are my everything. I will sing. Is the Lord. we know your truth has set us free. You've set your hope in me.
Hello, I'm going to start with a prayer, and please feel free to pray this along with me in your hearts, from you to our amazing God. Dear Lord, as I prepare to take communion this morning, help me also to prepare my heart. I'm sorry for the things I have done this week that have hurt you and have hurt others, a thoughtless act, an unkind word. My sin hurts both my heart and yours. Thank you that Jesus has made a way for us to receive forgiveness and life by dying on the cross for each one of us. Thank you for your amazing, unending and unconditional love as you travel with us on the adventure of life. Amen. I'm now going to read from 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 26. And when I read this, I'm going to pause a couple of times. And that's your cue for everyone at home to take the bread and the wine in the pauses. Okay. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your gift of salvation. And although we're really not worthy at all, you love us anyway. What amazing grace and what amazing love. And yet you bestow it upon us. We thank you so much for your perfect sacrifice. Amen.
Amen.
We'll just take a few moments to reflect. Amen.
Amen.
I'll hand you back to Nathan.
Thanks, Kate. We're going to finish our sort of formal time together by singing one last song, which will be When I Was Lost, You Came and Rescued Me. And we're singing this song particularly because as we've taken communion and as we've reflected together and the encouragement from Kate to remember and celebrate and thank God, we remember our journey, don't we? Our journey to relationship with Jesus. And this song sort of encapsulates that journey, and it's a joyful reminder to us. And also it should be that which compels us to act, just as the disciples could say that the love of Christ compels me. So for us, wherever we go on our front lines, wherever you'll go after this Zoom service, wherever you'll be in the week, our prayer and our desire is that the love of Christ will compel us to act, to embrace adventure, to act for Jesus in those moments. And so let's sing this song together as a way of committing with one another that we will do that, that we will allow the love of Christ to compel us to action this week. So let's sing, and you can stand if you want to, or you can remain seated. When I was lost, you came and rescued me.
When I was lost, you came and rescued me. You reached down into the pit and lifted me. Oh Lord, such I could be. You know all the things I've ever done, but Jesus' blood has cancelled every one. Oh Lord, such grace to qualify me as your own. There is a new song in my mouth, there is a deep cry in my heart, a hymn of praise to mighty God, hallelujah. And now I stand this rock, my life is hidden now. Christ in God, the old is gone, and the new has come, hallelujah. Your love has lifted me. Now I have come into your family, for the Son of God has died for me. Assurance of your love, now with every confidence we come. Oh Lord, such joy to know that you delight in me. There is a new song in my mouth, there is a deep cry in my heart, a hymn of praise to Almighty God, hallelujah. My life is hidden now. Christ in God, the old has gone, and the new has come, hallelujah. Your love has lifted me. Your love has lifted me. Your love has lifted me.
And so we pray that the love of Christ would compel us wherever we go this week, whatever front line we're part of, that we would be obedient to the Holy Spirit, that we would embrace adventure in such a way that brings glory and attention and fame to Jesus, and that would see people turn to God for the first time, for the second time or again and again. We pray that you would help us to do this. Amen.